General Chuck Yeager said the right fit, and whatever fits right for you will work best for you.
Good. I like it. Some more here. You can get your exercise, Joy.
I've always found when you manage a team, it's important to work with them at their skills and develop their skills and let them grow, and you help nurture them to grow in their own way, and you give them the guidance they need when they go in different paths.
This is all great stuff. I like it. Here. And then back there.
I think of relatedness like I'm related to people in a family. And so I love the way as I build a team, they start feeling related and they relate to one another. So when the team member that was supposed to come with me, her mom died, all of a sudden people who have never met her, but they're on the team, were all like sending condolences and caring about her. And so to me, that's what I like to build in my team, relatedness.
Very good. We're getting closer. This is really good. I like all these. They're all fitting together.
As I've been trying to work and build our little team, I think a key thing about a leader is building those relationships. And some of your team leaders, team members, some are like pumpkins. They grow up in 90 days. Some are like oak trees, and it takes 100 years. And I think a key point of leadership is extending the patience that it takes. And it does take patience. Sometimes it's like herding cats. But if you exhibit that patience and work with them and let them grow, I think amazing things will happen. If I might share a story. One of the gals that we brought, we've been working with her for about, a couple years now. And after coming to convention here, and we've just worked with her. And I dare say that a lot of people would have given up on her. And she's not in the room, so I'm gonna tell this story. She's 82 years old, but I see potential in her. She's a great person, great personality. And I had lunch with her today. And after 2 years at lunch, she is gushing with ideas of how she wants to do this and wants to do this. And I'm starting to see our little plant, our little oak tree, start to blossom. But it takes that patience.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. One more up here, and then I'm going to try and tie those together.
Well, I have always, at the very beginning, have always asked everyone I bring in, do you want strong leadership or weak leadership? That's the first thing, okay? And so I say it's very important what you're about ready. It's very important about what you're about ready to tell me. Do you want strong leadership and weak leadership? They say strong leadership. Strong leadership, we manage activity and focus on results. You never, ever take anything personal. Strong leadership, manage activity. We are going to have activity, and we'll focus on that results, and I'll train you to do the same thing. We talk about to become an MBA, it's a master builder agreement, and that's an MBA. So I say to them, there's three kinds of leaders. There's A, B, and C. The C leader makes $1,000 a month. When we develop your skills, you make $1,000 a week as a B leader. And then the alpha dog makes $1,000 a day. Where do you see yourself in every 90-day four increments? That's what I say. So they say, I want strong leadership. So it's coming out of them. It's not coming out of my heart.
Excellent, Buck. Thank you. So let me try and tie these together. These were all fantastic comments. Let me explain to you what, in my mind, relatedness means and why it is so important. I had someone ask me the question. They said, hey, how do you recruit somebody who's very successful and making a lot of money in another network marketing company? And they shared some ideas talking about, well, I looked at their comp plan and I think our comp plan's easier, and that they can reach certain ranks and make certain incomes faster and with fewer people and easier than they could over there. Would you use that tactic? Was the question that he asked. And I said, I don't know. And he said, well, and they don't have as many incentives. So they don't go on a cruise every year or these types of things. Now I'm expanding his story a little bit, right? So if he's in here, I'm trying to see if he's in here. But I'm taking what started as a story and I'm making it bigger, right? I have liberty to do that, right, yes. Buck? Okay. So then you say, okay, well, but their product isn't as good as ours. So I can show them our list of ingredients compared to their list of ingredients, and they'll see we obviously have more, and I'll tell them about the quality, and then they'll obviously move over and join with me. And they started going down all of these different directions of how his strategy was that he was going to convince this person to leave the place they were and come over and join us. Now, let me ask you, what do you think, this was polled on the entire Direct Sales Association who would respond, right? All the members of the DSA, distributors like ourselves, asking them, what's the number one reason you joined the company you did? The number one reason you enrolled in the company that you did. Any ideas what that number one reason is? Sounds like a good one, right? Product sounds like it. Is product a big deal at Youngevity? Do we love the Youngevity products? Guess what? That wasn't even in the top 10.